Bobby Brown, good morning.
Hello.
What's going on, Bobby Brown, that we don't already that you haven't already said in the book?
What didn't you put in the book, Bobby? Was there anything you left out?
I left out the part about me being on the boat.
Oh, yeah. What happened? The book is called Every Little Step, My Story by Bobby Brown, and you do tell practically every little detail of your life, Bobby.
Yeah, all 47 years. I figured I might as well get it off my heart and get it off my mind.
Okay.
And, well, you know, so that I can move on with life.
You got kicked out of the house when you were younger?
I got kicked out of a few things when I was younger.
What happened?
Right. I said I got kicked out of a few places when I was younger.
Yeah, why? Uh-huh. What happened?
What happened?
I was just bad, you know. I didn't know how to listen right.
Oh.
But you weren't unlike a lot of kids, Bobby. But your story, you know, the way you were finally able to channel your energy. Your parents started very early trying to get you into music, and your grandmother played a big part in that, in terms of focusing that, which is what a lot of parents, you know, are trying to do with their kids.
Uh-huh.
Do you have advice for folks who, you know, little kids like you who were, you know, who jumped on the stage with James Brown?
Oh, just don't try to pressure them into it. If they like it, you know, just horn it. You know, let them work on their craft. Don't pressure them into it, though.
I mean, you put everything in this book. You were molested as a child?
He tried to molest me. I was at a place that was supposed to be, you know, a caring place. And, a priest tried to touch me in the wrong places, and I put hands on him. In the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it says here, your mom sold drugs? You put that in the book?
Yeah, at one point, you know, in order to survive with seven kids, you know, sometimes you got to do strange things and in order to make it through. At one point, she did. But, you know, not for long. My mother was a great mother. She cared and gave her all to all of her kids. And I think we grew up to be some great kids.
Bobby, a lot of your stories are about people now who don't have the ability to respond to it. But one person who does, or a couple of people, you talk about, you know, having sex with Madonna and your relationship with Janet Jackson and kicking her out of the hotel after y'all were laying up together. You had any response to that?
Well, this story, this book is about my life. Mm-hmm. So it's about everything that I've been through and everything that's occurred in my life. It's not about anybody else's life. I mean, you know, those that say the people that are not here, my daughter or my ex-wife, I'm mourning them. Mm-hmm. And the only way I know how to mourn it is to let everything out of my system, everything that bothers me, everything that bothered me, everything that weighed heavy on my heart all these years. And, you know, I'm missing them just as much as everybody else is, and probably more. As far as anybody else, they know exactly what I put in the book. I wouldn't have been able to put it in the book if it wasn't true.
What did Janet do? You said, all right, you got to get your ass out of here. What happened, Bobby? Tell me.
it was just, you know, her friends had told me her father wouldn't let her be with a black guy, and I was in love with her, and I told her I was in love with her, and mm-hmm. she said she wasn't in love with me, that she just, you know, she loved me, but she wasn't in love with me. That struck a nerve with me.
Hmm. All right, Bobby, take Jay and I through the whole process of the ghost. And
yeah,
we want to hear this one. Right.
Did you step to the ghost, or the ghost step to you? What happened?
That's first. Ghost, yeah.
I was lying in my bed, and I woke up and I was being mounted, you know. But this was the time I was.
What were you drinking? Yes. Or what was?
I wasn't drinking anything. I just woke up.
And you had you been this drinking?
Was at a, this was at a time when I was filming the Ghostbusters, so I think the backlash of me filming the Ghostbusters, you know, came, you know, and you came home
you,
with me.
You wasn't scared of no ghosts, and the ghost said,
I wasn't
okay.
Scared of that, I wasn't scared of that ghost.
Okay.
So, Bobby,
was she white or black?
Was she white or black?
She was white.
Ghost white or, you know.
Like Casper?
Casper white or just a white a
like
white
Casper,
woman?
Like Casper white.
Okay, yeah. So
was she a white woman?
And that's what Bobby. It looked like.
From your past?
This is why I love Bobby Brown. Right?
And she was fine, Bobby?
Was she a fine
Yeah,
ghost?
Man, yeah. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Who would you compare her to, Bobby?
You know what? My memory doesn't serve me that
okay,
well.
Okay.
Hey, did you finish?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Bobby, you're very charming with the ladies.
I didn't have no choice.
Yeah, I don't know how you break it off with a ghost.
Because they're going to show up. You
right. Till you finish.
Slowly. Oh,
what do the fellas have to say about the book, the new edition? What do they have to say about it?
I don't know if they read it yet. I know Ralph's a part of the book. But the rest of the guys, I haven't gotten any feedback from them yet.
Well, they don't have to read it because you're everywhere talking about it.
I think people should read it. I think it's a book that explains who I am and who I want to become in life. And I'm moving towards being a better man. And I think, you know, getting all of this out is giving me a better chance at being a better man.
How many children now? How many children going to celebrate Father's Day with you on Sunday?
My daughter LaPrencia, my son Cassius, my daughter Bodie, my wife, and baby to be.
Baby number 7?
Baby number 7, yes.
And what's next for you, Bobby?
What's next for me? I'm working on a new album right now. I'm also, you know, we're doing the manuscript for the book for a feature film. Also,
who's going to play Bobby?
I don't know.
Who's going to play the ghost?
Lavelle Crawford.
Lavelle Crawford has lost weight, Bobby.
He's lost some weight, Bobby.
Really?
Yeah, man.
And he
That's
said,
a good thing.
He wants to talk to you about that.
Okay.
And Lavelle Crawford as Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
I like
it. Every little step I take. Every little step I take.
I'm also, you know, I still have my food line. So my food line, I'm starting to build up a lot more. I'm doing marinades now and a lot of other things. And it's just, you know. Just staying busy for me, man, is the best thing, you know.
But you're not going to go back with New Edition? You're not going to go back with New Edition?
With the group?
Not no time soon, but, you know, you never know. I never say never, you know, with New Edition because, you know, that's how we are. You know, sometimes we're together and sometimes, you know, we drift off and do other things.
Are y'all
in
talks?
And right now I'm just doing other things right now. And plus we're in the process of finishing up the movie.
The movie New Edition, yeah.
Yes. Finishing up that, who is being directed by Chris Robinson, and it's really going really well. The guys that are playing me are incredible, and I thought there would be nobody that can play Bobby Brown as crazy as I was, but they're doing a great job.
All right.
Well, man, you sound like you're in a good place, and that's good, Bobby. That really is.
I feel like I am. I definitely am.
The book is called Every Little Step. It's Bobby Brown's story, and it is out, and it's available now, and it is
Has the ghost read the book?
I don't know.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. So much. Love you guys.
If that ghost comes back to Bobby and says, Bobby!
Bobby!
thanks for the call, y'all. All I appreciate it.